You're welcome.
I don't know that they're liking
it. It's my idea.
So anyway, we wanted to just welcome you. And so PK had something that she wanted to share this morning.
Mm-hmm. Last night I was praying and asking the Lord, you know, I wanted to give you something, moms, for Mother's Day. And I'm just going to be real transparent. He told me, this is what he said. I knew it was him after a minute. He said, take a stand. I'm like, nah, that's not the Lord. I'm sorry. You know, because I thought he wants to give it me. I want to give something flowery and billowy and cute and mothery. And I'm like, take a stand. Okay. So then I went on to something else. And then I was going to do a devotional. Well, this is all in about a minute's time. And the devotion I opened, guess what the title was? Take a stand. Okay, that's the Lord. So I want to encourage all the moms, and I want to say it how the Lord wants me to say it. It sounds kind of militant, I think, because it is. Because in this day and age, it's time to take a stand. Not that you don't for your kids, but you know what? You're never going to get to a season in your life where you're not going to take a stand for your kids. You know, all of our kids are adults. You know, our youngest is 28.
Yeah.
We have 5 grandchildren. But now I'm praying, taking a stand for my grandchildren, but I still take a stand for my children. Just because they're grown and not in my house, I still pray for them. You still have authority over them. And you may be saying, no, it's too late, and I've made mistakes. No, it doesn't matter. Jesus doesn't look at that. His blood covers it. So I want to encourage you today, and you may be saying, how do I take a stand? You stand on the word.
That's it.
And the word that the Lord gave me years ago for our kids was Isaiah 54:13, all of your children shall be disciples, taught by the Lord and obedient to his will. And great is the peace and undisturbed composure of my children. So I just want to encourage you, you get a word from the Lord. And if your kids act up, if they ever do, or if it's like, oh, it's just kind of hard today. Not that you'll ever experience that, right? You have the word of God to stand on. And if you get thoughts, bombarded with thoughts, you take those captive. If the enemy's trying to sell you a lie, your kids are going to do this, you're not enough, you're not good enough as a mother, let me tell you right now, the Lord says you are anointed. You are anointed. And even if you're sitting out there, you know, any women out there going, well, I've never had children, you know what? You're called still to be a mother figure, you know, to the body of Christ. So you need to stand up. And you were going to do this at the end, but I feel to do it now. So I want every lady in this place to stand up, because you're going to be spiritual mothers. You are influencing. So every lady stand up, and we're going to pray a blessing over you. So I'm going to let you pray that.
Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name of the motherly influence and the anointing that's in this room, of the God hand and presence in each of these women that are standing in this auditorium and those that are standing in their seats online somewhere. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pronounce blessing on their life, wisdom beyond their years, peace in their households, and we thank you for it. We bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Praise the Lord. She's amazing. Yeah, I pinch myself all the time. I would like to think she pinches herself, but it might not be the same reasons I pinch myself. I got to church today, and I had somebody tell me a joke, so I just got to tell you, because it's a groaner, but it was funny. You know what you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. It's almost just so silly, you got to almost chuckle. Anyways, let's welcome our online crowd. God bless you guys. So good to have you with us today, wherever state you're watching us from. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Now, today's message is geared towards mothers. If you're a guest today, it's just more of a special message. As you know, I do a lot of things that are pretty much hands-on, so that when you go home, you can do that. And that's my heart, because that's why our church says live life on purpose. That's the vision statement, so to speak, the proclamation, because I went to church for years. Many of you have done that as well, and would say, people go, wasn't that a great service? And I could agree, it was a great service. I have no idea how to apply it to my life, but boy, that was a good service. But once the preacher got done talking and I went home, I'm like, what did he say? How do I do that? He made it seem so easy. And that gap happens because doesn't the enemy come for the word? He wants you to be like confused, and that's he's the author of that. So he tries all of that stuff. So one of the drives that God gives me is like, here's five things you can do, or these things will help you if you're fighting unbelief. These things will help your faith. And you can actually apply those, and we get testimonies. They're working. People are getting set free, or things are happening, and we just love that. Today's message is going to have, it's not the same type, so just so you know, but it is about moms. Wouldn't it be great if we all took the advice our moms gave us throughout all the years, and we put it to use? Does your mom ever tell you things? I'm going to go through a lot of fun things today. If we understood everything that I grew up in the era of because I, yeah, and I'm like, well, you say a lot of things, Mom, but I don't know, but because I said so. So I want to say a special hi to my mom if she's watching right now. It's great, Mom. You are awesome. So she would tell me to do all kinds of things, or more or less not to tell me not to do all kinds of things. That was more on the line, and I would say, why? Because I said so. But let's look at Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing, the Bible says. Therefore, get wisdom, and all you're getting, get understanding. Winston Churchill was quoted as saying these immortal words: we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and the streets, we shall fight in the hills. I hope that doesn't sound like your house or your family on vacation. You know, some of y'all love each other, but you don't want to go on vacation together. You know, I'm like, close quarters. But Proverbs is really an incredible book. It contains so much of God's wisdom for daily living. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. Some people say, I don't know where to start reading the Bible. One of the things you could do is read a proverb for the number of, you know, of day it is. Today is the what date? So you're going to read Proverbs 12. Tomorrow, read the 13th. Tomorrow, the next day, read the 14th. I mean, and it's just, there's a whole lot of wisdom in there. There's 31 chapters in there. I have people come up, what if there's only 28 days? You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Do some extra reading. You have two other chapters or three other, whatever. So anyway, Proverbs is an awesome place. I think Proverbs really, I think moms were in mind when God had Proverbs written. Every mom in here wants their kid to succeed. I know my wife is no different. They want the best for their family. They're behind them in the shadows, cheering them on, pushing them to greatness. They're always the cheerleader. They're always the one that's saying, that's my child. You don't mess with Mama Bear and her cubs, because that's when things get fun. There's a story of a man and his wife. They were in a parade, and the man was the mayor. He's sitting on the back of the convertible. They're all waving at people. He leans over to his wife, and they're waving, and he said, I'll bet you're glad you didn't marry Joe, that guy that ran the gas station. And she said, well, if I had married Joe, he'd be sitting here and we'd be waving. Behind every, you know, there's that saying, behind every great man, there's a great woman that has helped and pushed and believed. I asked my mom one day a long time ago when I first started in ministry, I said, did you ever see me, Mom, pastoring a church, having, you know, with anybody attending? And she said, I saw it before you were born. And then she took me, my mom took me to all kinds of revivals and meetings, you know, that were being had. And I was just a kid. And literally, that's, you know, we talk about being drugged to church. I feel like she was taking me. I don't even know. And every time she'd take me somewhere, the preacher would pull me out of the crowd and speak over me. And I remember warm tears coming down my face. And I remember asking, Mama, what is that? And she said, that's God on you, son. And she would just get me in that atmosphere and just get me there. And I really had no, you know, that wasn't part of my agenda. I mean, as a kid, I was a kid. All I cared about was G.I. Joe climbing trees and, you know, that kind of stuff. But she saw something past that. And so she took me to those places. Most of us have talked about or heard about Proverbs 31 and the woman, a Proverbs 31 woman, and there's all that list in there. And those are tall shoes to fill, aren't they? So guys, I mean, we could all admit that that's pretty tough, because she does everything. She's in the market. She's this. She's that. She is a little bit of everything, making everything work. So guys, we can't be so quick to compare and judge, because I think most of us would fall short of that mark. Because women have something in them that God did not put in us. And I really don't know exactly yet what that is. We've been married, we'll be 39 years in June. Look at that, I remember that. Bless God, I remember that without a cue card. 39 years, and I mean, I'm still learning. Now, we pretty much know each other. She knows, you know, she could probably finish my sentences and all that stuff. We, you know, if she has a headache, I take an aspirin, that kind of thing. We kind of have been together a long time. But I believe there's so many moms that I'm talking to and those that are online that are a version of that Proverbs 31 woman, and you don't even, maybe you don't see yourself that way, but you really have many of the qualities. You just sell yourself short. But if everybody could stand up, we could give accolades. We could say, oh, look, this is what you did. I remember the time. You want a true friend? You usually don't have to look past your mother. Now, she's got to be your mom. You can't really, how many moms know you can't always be their friend and their mom at the same time? Sometimes you got to be mom. We know that. Sometimes you got to be dad, not their friend. I get it. But somebody that believes in you no matter what. Somebody that sees you and knows the qualities you have when nobody else can see them. They've seen you good, bad, and ugly. Mom. Pretty incredible. 17:17 of Proverbs says, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. In today's social network, we've made everything so easy. If you don't like somebody, you can just unfriend them. I don't like you. You are no longer my friend. There's a story of a man. He would comment on his daughter's post. She didn't like it, so she unfriended him. He goes, my own daughter. So he returned the favor. He went home. He changed all the locks. She came home. Can't get in the house. Knocking on the door. Let me in. He goes, who are you? We're not friends anymore. Isn't that crazy? Aren't you glad your mom didn't raise you that way? And I'll tell you what, my mom, when I made friends and I've brought my friend over, my mom already determined if this was a good friend or a bad friend. Anybody else? I mean, and she wouldn't say that you could never hang out with them, but she was particular if you hung out with them a lot. And some of you teenagers are like, it doesn't matter who you hang out with. Oh, yes, it does. Statistics say this. You'll be like the five people you hang out with most. That's who you'll start to turn out with, the five people you hang out with most. Because back in the day, before all of this Facebook and Twitter and what's the other one? Instagram, Snapchat. What is that? No, don't answer. Don't. But back in that day, I mean, if they weren't good for you, you weren't going to be their friend anyway. I mean, you'd be nice to them, but you weren't hanging out. You know what I'm saying? You're not being mean. You were just like, no. You know, she wanted to know what their home life was like. I mean, they weren't, I get it. And there are people that, they're still good people, and they have a different home life than you. Please, don't give me hate mail. Just listen to me. Moms were just looking out for, they're not saying don't be nice. They're not saying don't give. They're not saying that. She's just saying, I don't want you being influenced by the dark side. She doesn't want that. She's just saying, until you are strong enough to be on your own two feet, come on. Mamas are looking out and saying, I need to know that you can stand and make the right decision, even if everybody is swimming the other way. That's a good mom. We all know that men or women are different. Dads and moms are different. I'm going to explain a little bit between these two groups. How about the bathroom? A man in the bathroom has an average of 6 to 8 items. Toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, shaving cream, razor, gel. Some of you are like, I haven't used gel in years. I know. Okay? But, I mean, those items, not very many. A woman, 337, to which many of them we can't even pronounce. They're in drawers, and they need, this needs plugged in. This, my hair dryer's dead. I need a curling iron. I need a straightener. Okay. In arguments, a woman, you ought to know, fellas, she has the last word in any argument. Anything you say after that is the beginning of a new argument. It's going to get better. In a marriage ceremony, a woman recites wedding vows. I will love, honor, cherish, till death do us part. In the man, they should change those to have something like the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say from now on can and will be used against you in the future. I need a ride home. Just people online are going, oh, he's in trouble. Dads and moms, a dad will almost always, now this is true. I was sucked into this, will believe your children, even if they're not telling you the truth. Sammy, my youngest boy, came to me and was crying, big crocodile tears. Daddy, this is what happened. And I'm like, I'm buying everything he's saying. Everything. Oh, son, you did your best. It's okay. It's going to be okay. She sticks her head around the corner and goes, he's lying. And he was. He just worked up those tears. He could have walked around the thing and went, ha ha, he bought it. I was in hook, line, and sinker. But see, God does something with moms. He puts some kind of little spidey sense in there. Spidey sense going berserk. I mean, she just knows. Sammy turned in the same spelling. I'm picking on Sam. Same spelling test. He had to write where our kids were homeschooled. It was one of the gooder decisions we ever made. He turned in his spelling list 17 times, same list. He'd give it to me. I just, okay, great, thanks, Sam. I give it to her. We never even, because she thought I looked at it. That's a mistake number one. I looked at it. I looked at it. He gave it to me. I gave it to her. But her spidey sense thought, check the list. Sammy had some summer spelling to do, and he wasn't happy. But she had caught 17 weeks doing the same list, and he was getting by with it, thinking, life is good. Let me say, when your mom's spidey sense goes off, your party is over. So he was like doing when his brothers and his brother and sisters were outside, he was doing spelling. And kids will play dads against moms. Now you would think Mallory that led worship, Zach said her halo lights up the whole hallway when we were at home. Because I will say this about Mal, I could tell her something. And she would learn it the first time. She did something wrong, we could correct her. We never had that problem with her again. Like, never. She was just one of these. She was great. I mean, great kid. So anyway, I came home, and she, you know, when I come home, all the kids would be, Daddy's home, and I love that. And they'd come in, and I'd hug them. And, you know, I'm a dad that I told them stories every day. We wrestled, my boys. I mean, we went out in the woods. We'd go out in the woods, and I'd have to play whatever part she'd want, because she always wanted to pick flowers and carry a basket, and, you know, she did girl stuff, and the guys did boy stuff, and we, you know, it was just fun. But she came home, I came home, Daddy, she said, Daddy, can I have some gum? I said, you sure can, and I got gum, and I gave it to her. She walked right over to her mother and said, Dad said I could have some. You know, I can't say stuff that hits the fan. But poo-poo hit the fan. She goes, why didn't you check with me? She just asked me for a piece of gum. You know, and so it was one of those, so you have to learn. The correct answer is, what did your mother say? See, all the guys are like, oh, preach it. You know, you might be the head of the house, but she's the neck that turns the head. I get it. She is the atmosphere and the presence of the home. It is made, and that tone is set by the mother. And I love my wife with every breath that's in me, and she knows that. Our house has always been great because she's in it. And literally, no kidding aside, but I mean, she makes the home worth coming home to. She has an incredible anointing and a knack for decorating, and she's a great cook. She gets that from her mother. Just an amazing. She was wonderful with the kids, and I can say this in 39 years going on of marriage, I have never heard her disrespect me in front of the children, ever. And that she honors me, and that just blesses my heart. She's modeled things in front of her children. Now, I'm not saying she's perfect, but she's pretty good. And she would say, you know, oh, we've made mistakes. If we could all go back, how many of us would say, I'd do this different? If I could do this situation different, I would do it different. I would give this advice because I found out, But, you know, sometimes, and our kids kind of have to throw some grace that way because, you know, we've not been parents before we had them. It's not like we're in it. You know, once you have a baby, free time is over. Her and I got married, I remember we're just, hey, let's just sleep in today and then we'll go to Bob Evans and just, and then once we had Mallory, you gotta take the car seat, you gotta take the diaper bag, if you go anywhere, do you have enough wipes? Do you have, and I don't care, whoever invented disposable diapers, God has a special place for you in heaven. Because we tried to save money with the cloth kind, no bueno, pooey. She'd tell me, you got to do this. That took like one time. I'm like, I am not doing that. I would be on AFV every week. I'd be the dad going, here, honey, let me help you. Not good. But we have moms here that even work. You're carrying jobs and still taking care of your kids at home. Amazing abilities. Amazing patience. Amazing endurance. So I'm going to give you some truths that I could pull out of a mom dictionary if I would this morning. Number one, speak only nice things. Your mom ever told you that? Just say what's nice. Can't say something good. Don't say it at all. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is one who speaks like piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. You know what that means? Just say nice things. Words are powerful. Once they're out, you can't really get them back in. It's kind of like toothpaste. Squeeze it out of the tube, try to put it back. Not going to happen. Very hard. You just have to kind of repent, ask for forgiveness, and move on. Choose to look for the best in people. Don't be so quick to judge them. If you want a friend, be a friend. What goes around comes around. Be respectful. Trust those in authority. Be polite. Be a gentleman. Be a lady. There's all those responsibilities. As a dad, you know, you want to model that gentleman thing. We did this in our house. We had all the boys. We'd sit around the table, and I told the boys, I said, come here. So we got, and I said, listen, we're going to honor the girls in the house. And Zach's like, Mal? I'm like, yes. And so they were, what do we got to do? I said, okay, if the girls get up from the table, remember this, you could see it on a movie. It'd be a black and white one for all you teens that are watching. Okay. You'd stand up. If the girl got up, the men would stand up. If she, you know, because that was just respect. Oh, she's standing up. Oh, ladies in the house, so stand up. So we did that. Mallory caught on to that. So she started, this could be fun. Let me get those for you, Mom. Down. Oh, I'll get that. Down. And Zach's like, come on. But be the model. If you're the father, be the model for what a man should treat a woman. And ladies, let Mom show you how a lady should act and what she should expect from the right kind of guy. The second truth from the Mom Dictionary, don't get mad so quickly. Proverbs 14:29 says, he who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. The NLT puts it this way, people with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. Some people have a short fuse. I grew up watching Fred Flintstone cartoon. Remember Fred? Wilma! I mean, boom, and Fred was blowing his top. You got to learn those things. If you're a believer, you have the fruit of the Spirit inside you. So you do have self-control. You do. You can have peace. Mom would say, don't let it bother you. Don't let them get under your skin. You don't know what their home life is like. You don't know what just happened to them. Let it go. Don't hold that against them. My mom would tell me all of those kind of things. And those are true things because we really don't know. Sometimes you don't know. My wife will tell me that. Somebody ever fly by you in your car and you're like, are you kidding me? And she, you know, now this is your pastor speaking. I'm like, what is the matter with them? And she'll be like, honey, you don't know if something's wrong and they have to get home. Maybe there's an emergency. Yes, oh spiritual one. But she's telling the truth. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but see, I'm quick to make. So that's a good lesson. Number three from the Mom Dictionary. You know, let me just say this. If you're a kid and both your parents are at home, y'all know who you go talk to, don't you? Y'all go to talk to Mom. My dad's sitting back. There he is. He's sitting back there. Now, my dad came home every night. But if I had to talk to somebody, I would talk to Mom. Because that's when he's at work, that's who nurtured you. That's who told you what was right, what was wrong. That's who told you, who made me clean my plate, who made me pick up my room. You know, all of those things. But you learn that, and you get that special bond with your mom. After all, she carried you 9 months before you even came to this world and said, hello. Mom was already like, oh, I've got you. Here's the number three, get godly counsel. So keep talking with your kids. Keep the communication open. If you aren't sure what to do, pray in the Spirit. If you're a believer, you have God inside you, His Holy Spirit inside you. And He says He will reveal all things to you. He will give you the wisdom on what to say. Even if you haven't done it before, that's what Kim and I did. And sometimes we didn't follow it to the letter. If we could go back, we'd do it. We'd go back and change it, but you can't. So you just say, and we've even told our kids, if we could change, because, you know, we've talked to them and they said, you know, when you did this, that was hard for me. We didn't see it that way because we're looking at it from our point of view, but they have a point of view as well. But they're, you know, sometimes when we had those talks, they weren't parents yet. It's amazing how when you're parents, things change. But still, we needed to hear their point. I understand why you feel that. If we could go back, we'd have changed it. We might have did it a little different, but we didn't know. So keep communication. Pray in the Spirit. Be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. What if the Holy Spirit drops something in you and you just have an idea and you need to do this? Then you should do that. Because God never loses. You can ask godly friends. So see, it does matter who you hang out with. Maybe people that you're like, man, their kids turned out great, and I'm sure they had their struggles or whatever, but they're going through something, or they've been through it, or they might have some advice. You could ask them, but weigh it always against the Word. Always compare it with the Word. The Word has to be your answer no matter what. The Bible is the way to go. And just see how that advice weighs with the Bible. If it goes against the Bible, don't do it. Pretty simple. Pray with your children. We did that every night. Mom, if I wasn't there, I had no doubts she would lead the way. Seek God together. Moms are amazing. Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. We've had people come up to us when we had our kids in a restaurant, just teaching them to be respectful, having the boys hold the door open for someone, saying, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. People are like, oh, you must have a military camp. No, we're just teaching them manners. That's it. But my kids, they are not ashamed to come up and hug me in public and run up to me, my boys or my girls. And I love that. I would never, oh, wait, that's not cool. If they think it's cool, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? And if people are like, I don't think they should do that. They're just hugging me. Go to Lowe's, get a ladder, get over that or something. I mean, we just have this relationship. I want to have an open way to communicate. I want to foster godly friendships. Pray and lift one another up. So if I have people that, you know, just to give you an example, sometimes, you know, your kids go through stuff. And not every kid stays in the place you want them to, but you trust in the Lord. Come on, train up a child in the way they should go. And so, you're believing, you're saying, I declare things for my children. I declare them every day. But they're friends of mine that are even in this church, and they're going through things. I pray for them. You know why? Because I know they pray for me. And it is biblical to lift one another up. And I want them to know that they are loved. They are not in this alone. Let's talk about communication, the differences. What mom says, or even what she means. If she says this, she means, my mom would tell me this, shut up and answer me. It means, you tell me what I want to hear. That's what she means. Eat your food, Brett. Starving people would be glad to have what was on your plate. I want you to eat it so I know that it was good. That's what she means. And we're not throwing it away. You will eat it sometime in your life. That's what she's meaning. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Probably shouldn't say what you're thinking is what she's meaning. You wait until your father gets home. You're getting a whipping. That's what she's meaning. My dad would always come home, and I'd hear his orange gas truck pull up, and I'd be like, he'd hit the door, and I'd hear, David, your son! And I'd be like, help me, Jesus. I mean, I'll go to Africa if you just help me this time. I mean, just help me. My party was over. How about this for husbands and wives? If she says what she means, we need means I want. We need to means, if you're a husband, you need to. It's your decision. The correct decision for that should be obvious by now. Do you love me? There could be something expensive she might be wanting. I don't know. Do these pants make me look fat? If I need to answer that, you're already too deep in trouble. Now, Kim never says that to me, but I just had to throw that in because you see that one all the time. I'll be ready in a minute. Means if you're a guy, you might as well find a good game on TV, kick it off, and just wait because it isn't going to happen. I'm going in and coming right out. All I'm going in is to buy hairspray. You might as well park the car and just wait because it's going to be a while. All right. Number four on the mom dictionary. And we need to really honor mom by keeping this out. Don't let strife in. The Bible talks about strife and it brings in every evil work. And we need to honor our moms by maybe they might know something you don't. Now, I have a 28-year-old daughter still lives at home, and she is the smartest person she ever knows. She's amazing. She's one of the most generous people I've ever met. But usually most questions when I ask Maddie is, her answer is, I know. Maddie, you know you now. I know. She knows so much. So don't let strife in. Kids, obey your parents. Mom and dads, remember how you felt when you were a kid. If you could just show your kids that you are hearing them. That's key. Not that you're just letting it go over your head, but you are listening. 17:1 of Proverbs, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. 17:14 says, the beginning of strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. I think we should have a bracelet that says WWMD. What would mom do? What would she do? One key ingredient is forgiveness. Moms are great at forgiving because they see the good. I don't know how God does that with mothers, but he does. I mean, Kim just has this incredible, when it comes to children or loved ones or whatever, she just, the grace, the mercy, just forgive and move on. Everybody makes mistakes. Sometimes she literally, I'm like, I've told her before, I wish I could be more like you. She says, shut up and answer me. No, she does not say that. But that's something that moms are an amazing. I believe that's a God gift. Now, I think fathers, we could learn a lot from mothers. Now, I'd come home from work, and because we homeschooled, I was kind of the principal. She was the teacher. And so I was the enforcer. If they weren't behaving, then I had to deal with that. But I would do things that would be relevant to the child. How many knows your children are all different? I could tell Mallory, okay, listen, you are not going to get on your, what was that one? Nintendo back in the day. Remember those? Mario. You know, I'd say, you're not playing Nintendo. She'd be like, okay. She didn't care. But if I told Sam and Zach, you are not playing PlayStation. Oh, don't do that to me. That'd be like taking the kid's cell phone. You can't take my cell phone.
My life is hooked to my cell phone. My friends all know me through my cell phone.
But, you know, I would just, you know, again, just be who you're supposed to be. Everybody does make mistakes, but you just tackle those. But tackle them through God, through the Word, together. If you're a single mom, you're not single as long as you have Jesus. Listen to the Holy Spirit inside you. Let Him help you, and then find some friends in church or whatever that can just lift you up. You don't even, and here's the thing, you don't have to tell everybody everything. You don't have to give them all the gritty details. Some people want gritty details. I just need that so I know how to pray more effectively. You don't need all that. God knows all that. What you need is just, you know, if there's a need, I'm just, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, I understand specificness if you're binding and loosing, but you'd have to be on the inner circle for that to happen. Because everybody isn't going to know that. How many know what I'm talking about? So some of the stuff, just be cautious of what you share and air. Proverbs 17:22, we're going to look at the last dictionary phrase for today from the Mom Dictionary. Live your life God's way. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Proverbs 17:22. God wants you to have fun. See, I almost grew up with not thinking that God ever had fun. I just thought God was a mean old man in heaven with a long white beard with a big hammer. And every time I did something wrong, He played whack-a-mole with my head. And I found out that's not how God is. That's not God at all. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. I think we should be making memories with our children. Mom wants to make memories. My wife, our kids, I wouldn't replace our memories for anything. We sat at the table. We were in ministry. I was an assistant pastor. I was a youth pastor. I was a praise and worship leader. I was a Royal Ranger senior commander in an AG church. I had about 65 different hats. I was the 7th, 8th grade school counselor, and I was the gym teacher. I was underpaid. But we sat at the table, and I still, somehow, God helped me to spend time with our kids. And we always had supper together. That was our big thing. We had supper together. That's when we did the devotions. That's when we did everything as a family. Maddie got the devotion book, and Sam and her sometimes would fight over who got to get it and all that stuff. But Kim sat right there, and I remember looking at Zach, and there was just like, you know, it's just kind of one of those. And the next thing I know, he got pelted right in the face with green Jell-O. And I thought, Samuel, I looked over, it wasn't Sam, it wasn't Mal, it was Kim. And the kid's face was like, next thing you know, we had a Jell-O food fight. It just went from, and we were laughing so hard we couldn't hardly stand it. I bet you for months we picked up and scraped Jell-O off of places in that house we never thought it could get to. But we made a memory. Create something that you can do with your kids or your grandkids. Go with what you got. Make a snowman in the winter. I remember one time we just got married, and at 2 in the morning, I said, you want to build a snowman? That sounds like a Disney movie, doesn't it? Do you want to build a snowman? So at 2 in the morning, we went outside and we built a snowman, and it was the best snowman. We called him Clarence. And I had a top hat I got from my dad's dad. I put the top hat on him. He had a scarf. I mean, we made him look really awesome, and we took pictures. We have pictures of him somewhere. But then I carry that memory with Mallory. We built one with the kids. I built one with Maddie. I built one with everybody. With Arrow, we built a snowman not too long ago with him. So all good. So, you know, do something to have fun. Make a snowman in the winter. Play in the leaves in the fall. Swim in the summer. Go fishing. Go camping. Go to amusement parks. Take picnics. Enjoy a movie. Pop popcorn. I remember when drive-ins were big? Dad and Mom would take us to a drive-in, and Mom would pop a big bag of popcorn in a brown bag, and there'd be big old grease spots. I still remember that as a kid. And we'd go to the drive-in in our pajamas. Anybody ever do that? And that, you know, it was kind of cool back in the day when you didn't really care what everybody thought. You'd go up to the concession stand. You'd have your pajamas on. And it would be kind of neat because you'd be like, I got my pajamas on. Of course, then as you get older, that ain't neat at all. Then nobody's going to see you in your pajamas. But, you know, and we get to play. Sometimes they have swing sets and stuff up there. We'd play during intermission and play up there. And you know, Dad and Mom would go, oh, yeah, but you got to come back when the movie. We're right here. I remember one time coming back, I couldn't find the car. And I was like, oh, no, oh, no. Now, listen to me. I'm sure my dad would have came to find me, but you know who I saw first? Mom. Mom was standing out in front of that car like this, and I'm looking, and that's back in the day, you teased your hair. Well, I wasn't a woman. No, she pulled her hair up, and, you know, whatever this did, I remember her doing that in front of the mirror, and her hair would be like, whew. Kind of looked like one of the Jackson boys, only it was just. And I could see the glow of stuff through her hair. And I thought, that's my mother. Sure enough, that was her. She couldn't rest. She was waiting on me to get back to the car. Now, because I'm honoring moms, I'm just about finished here. I got an Eagle Scout and Boy Scouts. And that's a big deal. I mean, it takes a lot of work to get to be an Eagle. Most, like one out of every 10 or more never get that far. So there's a lot of things you have to do. So I got my Eagle. It was in the paper in Marion and all that. And they had a big ceremony. I was excited. My mom, they said, well, come bring your mom up front. She'll pin the thing on you. So we were walking up front. Now, I got my Eagle. I had to get it before I was 18. So I'm 17, 18 years old. I'm walking up there. My mom wants to grab my hand and swing it. And I'm like, no. She's trying to grab it. And I'm like, Mom, would you stop? It's embarrassing me. And she's up there. She's just like, oh, my baby boy. I'm like, please stop. I get back to my troop, and they're like, did you have fun? And I'm like, I don't know what you mean. And they all go, my baby boy. I'm like, thanks, Mom. You know how many campouts it took for me to get rid of that? But nobody can replace your mom. She's incredible. So, kids, here's some smart choices. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, which is promise, that it may be well with you and you may live a long life. We've quoted that to our kids. You want to live long? I'm sorry. So two things, kids. Listen to your parents. I found out this. The older I got, the smarter my dad got. Did you hear him? That's right. Ushers, take him out. What's the matter? No, that's really true. I mean, you know, when you're a teenager, you're thinking, oh, but as you get older, dad knew a lot. He knew a lot of stuff, and he was, you know, he's trying to tell you that stuff, but sometimes we don't receive it because we're thinking they're so much older. They don't know. They know a lot, guys. Listen to your parents. Parents, if you love your children, discipline them. Make sure that you just show them love. Train up your child in the way they should go. That's Proverbs 22:6. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. I remember, we believed in spanking, so we spanked our kids growing up. Never abuse, and after every time I had to spank them, I hugged them, and I told them I loved them. I remember I corrected Mallory, and she told me, you're not my buddy anymore. And I went around the corner and just was like, oh. But see, I couldn't be your buddy. I had to be your daddy. And that's what moms... Kim would always make that, I can't be your friend now. I have to be your mom. And today, because of her example, her and Mallory are extremely close. And her and Maddie are extremely close. That mother-daughter bond is amazing. And she's close with her boys as well. Why? Because she told them right from wrong. And she and I together, we administered that. So let me ask you, what heritage are you passing down to your kids? Are you running their life, not like a military, but are they running yours? So you start. Do you help them choose right friends? Do you show them the difference between right and wrong? You know, in the beginning when my kids were little, people would say, well, that's a dictatorship. Okay. I'm not trying to be a dictator, but they couldn't make right and wrong answers. Do you understand? when they can make them, then we can talk about that. But in the beginning, they don't even know the difference. So God is counting on you as a mother and a father to share the truth. Now, your kids may be like, okay, they may grow up. They may part from that at some point, but they will come back because of those truths. Guys, if you put some music on for me, I think we're going to wind this all down. So I want you just to hear my heart today. Moms, there's no one like you. You're the best. I love the word mom because you can turn it over and it says, wow. And if you spell dad backwards, it still says dad. But I can't imagine my children's life without my wife. She's been the best influence not only in my life, but in theirs as well. But I can't even imagine my life without the influence of my mom and those things that she taught me and those things that, I mean, I didn't always understand, but I'm very thankful. The belief that she had. Mama, did you ever see me doing this? She said, you have. She told me just, it was probably not even 2 years ago, son, you've just begun. You wait. I'm very thankful for a mother that believes in me. Would you close your eyes and bow your heads, please? Heavenly Father, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if there's someone here or somebody online that's saying, PB, I want to know that peace that your mom told you about, that peace that passes all understanding. I want to know Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. If that's you, I want to pray with you. I won't embarrass you. I won't call you out, but I do want to pray with you. But I want you to raise your hand and let me know that I can pray and you'll receive what you're praying today. Anybody in here, those that are online, you can raise your hand right where you're at and God sees that. Let's pray this prayer together. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me for my sins. Today, I accept you. You have all of me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless.